Plus, if I-Corps moves forward with Oregon Renewable RFP, written by LEEY Ine Goodman, and read by an automated voice. Oregon regulators have approved PUSS if I-Corps plans to issue a request for proposals for renewable resources with a condition that the company accept bids for resources with conditional firm transmission. The Oregon Public Utility Commission voted 3-0 on August 26 to approve the RFP. The solicitation is for power purchase or energy storage agreements of 5 to 20 years for resources that are online by the end of 2029. The proposed RFP sparked a debate between PUSS if I-Corps and stakeholder groups about whether resources dependent on conditional firm transmission should be eligible to bid. PUSS if I-Corps has never allowed resources with conditional firm transmission to participate in its RFPs, Rick Link, PUSS if I-Corps Senior Vice President for Resource Planning and Procurement, told the Commission. "It's not called firm for a reason," Link told the Commission. "The circumstances that may trigger transmission curtailment are unique to each conditional firm agreement," PUSS if I-Corps said in an OPIC filing. "And the fact that resource contracts may last as long as 20 years increases the uncertainty. These unique conditions for curtailment introduce imprudent and unnecessary risk in planning for reliable operations," the filing said. The Northwest and Intermountain Power Producers Coalition, or NIPCON Renewal Northwest, argued in favor of allowing bidders that plan to use conditional firm transmission. "This could substantially increase the bid pool given the sizable queue of projects waiting to be granted long-term firm service at BPA," Renewable Northwest said. According to NIPC, Bonneville Power Administration, or BPA, offers two types of conditional firm transmission. In one option, BPA may curtail service up to a set number of hours. Alternatively, service curtailment may occur under specific system conditions. But in reality, BPA rarely curtails conditional firm service, NIPC said. In addition, NIPC said, BPA will lift the conditions on its conditional firm service when transmission expansion projects are completed. PUSS if I-Corps, along with other utilities like Portland General Electric Company and Avista, need to be more proactive and innovative in the increasingly transmission-constrained world, NIPC said, while noting that PGE has allowed conditional firm transmission service in recent RFPs. Growing constraints. In approving a 2022 RFP, the Oregon Commission asked PUSS if I-Corps to analyze potential ways to include conditional firm bids in its next RFP. Increasing constraints on the transmission system, particularly on the west side of the PUSS if I-Corps system, make it important to begin to more seriously consider alternative transmission products that may deliver a significant portion of the value that some resources offer the system, the Commission wrote in the 2022 order. But PUSS if I-Corps remains and opposed to including conditional firm transmission for resources in its 2025 RFP. The company said that under rules for the Western Power Pool, or WPP Reserve Sharing Group, any resource procured that uses conditional firm transmission would require PUSS if I-Corps to hold 100% contingency reserves. PUSS if I-Corps wouldn't have access to WPP reserves in the event of the loss or curtailment of conditional firm transmission. The reserve sharing program is different from WPP's Western Resource Adequacy Program, or RAP. And conditions leading to curtailments are more likely when market demand is highest, PUSS if I-Corps said, which may necessitate the procurement of unspecified market purchases at an elevated price and with the associated assignment of emissions. Despite PUSS if I-Corps' arguments, the Commission ordered the company to accept bids using conditional firm bridge, number of hours or system conditions transmission service in its 2025 RFP. The company will work with an independent evaluator to develop a framework for evaluating those bids alongside firm transmission bids. Second phase possible. The Commission's order leaves the door open for a second phase of the RFP, perhaps in 2026, in the event that questions are resolved around the Boardman to Hemingway transmission line. B2H, a partnership between PUSS if I-Corps and Idaho Power, is fully permitted. Idaho Power said on its website that it hopes to break ground on the project in 2025, with an in-service date of 2027. B2H is a 500 kilovolts line that will run about 290 miles from the Longhorn substation near Boardman, Oregon, to the Hemingway substation in Idaho. PUSS if I-Corps included B2H in the preferred portfolio of its 2021 Integrated Resource Plan. At the time, the company expected it would be able to redirect transmission rights with BPA to have a point of receipt at Longhorn, allowing B2H to serve existing load in its West Balancing Authority area, or PACU, according to a report from OPIC staff. but in 2022, BPA say AI the redirect requests would need to be evaluated in a cluster study process that had been paused. PUSIF iCore expects B2H to be completed, but at this time, it is not known when the redirect request with BPA will be granted, when redirect request might be effective and how much it might cost. PUSIF iCore noted that its RFP doesn't prohibit bids from developers whose resources would use the B2H transmission line. Decarbonization goals. The 2025 RFP follows a commission finding that PUSIF iCore's 2023 clean energy plan didn't show continual progress toward House Bill 2021 goals. HB 2021 requires the state's large investor-owned utilities to decarbonize their retail electricity sales by 2040. PUSIF iCore's RFP doesn't state the exact amount of resources that will be procured. The company will decide during the scoring process which resource quantities are most cost-effective. But the company notes that its 2025 Integrated Resource Plan calls for 1,570 megawatts of utility-scale solar, 1,400 megawatts of utility-scale wind resources and 320 megawatts of small-scale solar resources by the end of 2029, along with 781 megawatts of energy storage of various durations. An earlier version of the RFP included a requirement that resources be deliverable to Oregon load. PUSIF iCore said that was needed due to transmission constraints. But the company agreed to remove that requirement and will instead allow delivery to its six-state system.